food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Thank heavens Yumly has come into my life. It has shortened my recipe planning, and it's customized it just for me, so I have my own recipe box. How cool is that? And believe me, these recipes are all delicious. We have Shelley Corella here from Yumly to in our kitchen to give us a quick understanding of why you need to be using Yumly when you want to create your own recipe box, one that's best suited for you and your family. Oh, hello. It's so nice to have you with us, Shelley, and I want to start right off with the story behind Yumly's creation. It is a very cool one, actually. I thought it was pretty funny.
Hi, Ellen. Yeah, so Yumly, we were founded in 2009, and our founder and CEO hates mustard, and he was big on cooking and looking up recipes online, but he'd find a recipe he thought looked good until he saw it called for mustard in some form, and he was getting frustrated that these recipe sites could not, and Google could not know his taste and recommend recipes. And so he was inspired to create Yumly, which is our recipe discovery platform that knows your personal taste. So on Yumly, you can add mustard or really any ingredient to your disliked ingredients, and we'll never show you a recipe with those ingredients. So it's really great for picky eaters. You can also input your diets, allergies, and other elements of your taste, and we'll filter that out as well. So we get to know you as you use the site and as you yum to save recipes to your recipe box. And we have this taste profile for you, and we send you emails with recipe recommendations and in your home feed on the app and website.
Hi, Shelley. As you know, I'm a registered dietitian. I'm a big fan of Yumly for all of those reasons you listed, but one that has really helped out a lot. I have a lot of people that often ask me, what do you eat? What are your favorite recipes? How do you cook things? And, you know, what are your go-to snack recipes? So when I created my Yumly recipe box, now I can just tell people, just go look in my recipe box. So I don't have to list things anymore. They just can go on there and see what recipes, and then just, you know, yum the ones they want and create their own recipe box. So I thought it was pretty genius that we now have an easier way to share. I also love and want you to tell everybody about how you can create grocery lists with your recipes.
Yeah, so on our smart apps, we have shopping lists that you can add ingredients from a recipe. So if you're looking at a recipe and you're trying to plan your meals for the week, you can add all the ingredients to your shopping list from that recipe. And then that recipe is tied to your shopping list. So then you have all of your ingredients on your shopping list organized by the recipe you want to make. And we also are integrated with Instacart. So if you're in one of the major cities that Instacart is available in, you can get all of your ingredients delivered within an hour. As little as an hour, they can be at your door.
Wow.
So it makes
Wow.
the whole process from start to finish really easy. So we help with discovery to kind of give you inspiration and ideas about what recipes you want to make, and then you add them to your shopping cart, and then Instacart delivers them immediately. So if you find a cookie recipe you want to make and you have a sweet tooth, you can get the ingredients in an hour and get working on that.
That is just genius. And the more I looked into this, the more I thought, wow, the founder, Dave Feller, is just a genius. Why even bother have your own recipe box anymore? It's all right there. You just make it so easy. And now we get everything delivered. And, you know, how many times have I been in a situation like, I have to make something quick and I don't have anything for it. So that would take care of that real fast. But I just want to reemphasize that these are, as you call it, a personal recipe box. But one of the examples you have pointed out to me is that if someone is saying, I want a Thai dinner with no peanuts, find one for me. It's there. I mean, it's kind of like magic. How does that happen? How do you get so specific?
So, to start, we have a recipe database of over 2 million recipes that we get from
Wow.
all over the web. A lot of them are added by our users who find their favorite recipes on different websites, and they use the Yum bookmarklet on their browser toolbar to add the recipes. So we have them, and our users are helping us build our database up. And so then we have a really intuitive semantic search. So basically, we know what you're looking for when you type, when you say Thai dinner, no peanuts, we know that we understand what you know, recipes, our entree course, what is a Thai recipe, and what has no peanuts. So we basically remove every recipe that has peanuts, and what is actually Thai. And so we have some really smart data scientists on our team that basically can look at any set of ingredients, and they know, they can determine what cuisine it is based on the ingredients, based on the combination of ingredients and amounts and everything. We also tell you, you know, different things about the recipe, like the taste profile, how spicy it is, and the nutrition. So you can monitor what you're eating and how much of it you're eating.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, the, really the neat is, and very helpful. Is, sorry, Chad.
Really
very
is,
helpful
we have
for
a lot
people
of,
out there trying to track their what they're eating. And you know, I love how when you click on it, when you click on the recipe, for people out there who have never checked it out before, or go to yumly.com so you can follow along and kind of see what we're talking about. But when you click on the recipe, it'll show you the ingredient count, the nutrition. Now, this is all, by my understanding, done by algorithms on the back end of the website. So not to get too IT crazy here, but not necessarily the people who put in the recipe put that information, but the you know, your service itself generates this number. So sometimes clicking through to go to the original website's also helpful, so you can see what that person is talking about. But it gives you a snapshot of what you're going to make, because sometimes something looks really great and then you click on it and you say, now wait a minute, this is way above what I want to do for dinner or what I want to do for a snack. I'm really looking to lower my fat, and this has way more than I'm looking for, or whichever ingredient you're trying to lower, or a nutrient. So I think it's very helpful. I like how it does that and how easily you can just click on the button and add to it. So let's tell everybody, if they want to start their own recipe box, how do they get started?
So to get started, either download our app. We have an app for Android, iOS, and Windows, so either for your iPad or your iPhone, and we also have a website. And so just sign up and fill out your taste profile. So we take you through a few questions. We ask you what cuisines you like, and if you have any diets or allergies, if there are any ingredients that you just absolutely hate or you're allergic to. And then you get yumming. And the more you yum, which is to save recipes around the site, you yum them to your recipe box, the better we get to know you. And you'll just start discovering some great content. And you can just start searching on the app or website if you have something in mind, and add different criteria to your search filters. So if you're looking for something to make that takes 30 minutes or less, you can use our time filter to only look at recipes that take that amount of time. You can add, if you have, fresh tomatoes that you need to use our with ingredient filter to add tomatoes and whatever else you have on hand at that time. And so we'll show you what recipes call for those ingredients.
It is just our answer to all our prayers, all those who are in the kitchen, which we need to be every day for at least for three meals, maybe two, whatever. We just need Yumly in our lives. I wanted a Carolina, talk to me about the customer service and how brilliant it is. And man, it's really hard to find a good customer service company. So we have 15 seconds for you to comment on that, and then we have to wind it up. But please tell us why your customer service is so personalized.
Oh, are Yumly customer service?
Yes, sure. Well, guess what? I just cut it short. Carolina, wind up.
I know. Yeah, I can mention this. Well, for myself as a registered dietitian, I know a lot of our listeners are also into the recipe development category. When you're trying to make these pages, it can be quite confusing. And if you email Yumly support and ask for help on how to add on your recipes, or help on how to add the button to your page and so on and so forth, they are extremely helpful in walking you through the steps to do that. So don't be thrown off if you get frustrated the first few minutes trying to get your recipe on there. Just contact them. They were really great. Shelly, thank you so much for coming and talking to us about Yumly. And I want everybody to go check it out, yumly.com. That's yumly.com. Remember, you can always find us on radiomd.com. Stay well.